Hello and welcome to season two.
Season two.
Of Brothers Less Grimm. I'm Mark, and with me is Jeff.
That is me. I am Jeff.
That it is. And if you like Florida, you are in the right place. On every episode, we improvise one story by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. We do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know exactly what we're doing, check out our episode zero. This episode, the little prince goes on a big adventure. Sit back, relax, and enjoy A Dwarf in the Sunshine State. Deep in the mountains, there is the Prince of Dwarves. And, you know, the dwarves, they're reclusive, they're mining for gold and whatnot. They're all bearded. They're dwarves, you know? They do dwarf stuff. And the Prince of Dwarves, he is a little bit more adventurous than your average dwarf. And he wants to go out of the mountain and do some exploring and see what else is out there besides mining and being a prince. So, one day, he just ups and leaves the mountain. Over to you.
2 days later, he has been washed ashore and is unconscious.
I love it. I love this so much.
Okay, so he gets. Let's see. I'll say that just some fisherman stumbles upon him and carries him to his nearby cottage and helps him by I guess drying him off and putting him in a bed. And when he I'll say that night, he kind of opens his eyes just very slowly and he moans, "I should never have left the mines. I mean, I do appreciate that I got to see the world."
I didn't really take it all in, because I was unconscious.
I feel like I underestimated how dangerous the world was, though. And how many people are out there willing to take advantage of dwarves. Give them ships that aren't seaworthy. And, you know, I just... Maybe I'm going to look back on this and laugh, but I think right now I just feel like I would have been better off back in the mines. Over to you.
Okay. So the dwarf gets up, walking around the cottage that he's in, and he exits the bedroom inside, like, you know, it's a big house for him. He's a dwarf, and this is a human cottage, and there is a person in the kitchen heating up a can of soup, and the dwarf is confused because the kitchen is not like anything that he's seen before. He's used to, you know, dwarven kitchens, which are mostly just, you know, an open fire that they throw like mutton into or something. And the woman who's making the soup is just like, "Ah, look who's up. You know, my husband, the fisherman, usually reels in fish. Can't say that he's brought in bearded child? What's going on here?" And it's like, I'm a dwarf.
So you're like, what, like 10 years old, but you have a beard? Is that what's going on?
No. I am 200 years old, which is fairly young for a dwarf. But you know, the beard is pretty good for my age. A lot of,
like a really old child?
That's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it? No,
not a child.
Will you just tell me where I am? I was at sea. They gave me a ship that was not seaworthy. You sure it just wasn't too big for you? It was not seaworthy. Anyway, I got lost. It would be helpful if you just told me where I am. You're in the panhandle of Florida. You must have gotten real lost up in there. Over to you.
The kingdom of Florida? Okay.
We do not live in a kingdom, we live in a democracy. We have a president, we elect our leaders.
This is...
Though I can't say that they've been electing good leaders lately.
This is modern day Florida. My goodness. I definitely heard can of beans earlier, and I was like, they have cans? That's cool. What is...
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll run with this. Okay, so the woman is like...
You don't have any other choice.
I don't have any other choice but to run with it. I suppose not. The woman's like, all right, so you're an old child. That's great. Let me know. Do you know your phone number? Can I call your parents? And did you name the dwarf?
No.
Oh man, now I feel obligated to name the dwarf.
Yeah.
Dwarf. Igneous. Prince Igneous. Okay, so Prince Igneous the dwarf. He Igneous. Rubs his forehead. It's like, I'm
Igneous, son of Metamorphic.
Yeah, exactly. and because he rubs his forehead because he's like, just this lady is not being very helpful. And asking, and she keeps saying that he's a child. And when he rubs his forehead, he realizes that his little prince crown is missing. And he starts to worry. He you know, without even saying anything to the woman, he goes back to the bedroom and searches the bed. You know, pulls the covers around, checks inside the pillowcase and all that, and turns the room upside down. And then the fisherman comes in. And is like, what are you doing to our guest bedroom? And the dwarf is like, where's my crown? I had a crown on my head. Where is it? The fisherman's like, I don't think you had a crown. Pretty sure you didn't. You just kind of washed ashore and you were kind of like, you were like this and you have a beard. You know that. I don't have to tell you. But no crown. And this is horrible news for Prince Igneous. Over to you.
So he's just like, I need my crown. It's my birthright. I'm the Prince of Dwarves. And the fisherman's just like, you're a weird kid, aren't you? How long were you out there at sea? And the dwarf is just like, I'm not a child. I'm 200 years old, which is a late adolescent in dwarf years. And the fisherman's just like, you don't have a late adolescent vibe to me. You're about as tall as my 7-year-old. And at that point, a kid dressed as a pirate with a plastic sword just yells, "Yar!" and like tackles Igneous and is like, "Give me all your doubloons." Over to you.
Please remove your servant from me, from my person. And the fisherman's like, I'll leave you two alone to play. He exits the room.
Do we have your phone number? We're trying to call your parents.
Nah, never mind. I'll just call CPS. They'll get you taken care of. But actually, no, if you remember your phone number, do let me know, though. Yeah, we'll get in touch with people tomorrow, because it's getting late. Right, it's the same night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah, when he woke up, it was nighttime. Okay, same night. Yeah, we'll try to get you back to your parents tomorrow. Okay, so the fisherman dad leaves the room, and the kid's like, "Doubloons now, or I'll destroy you, for I am Captain Crazy. I'm the crazy captain, and I want doubloons." And the dwarf shoves the child off him and says, "Get off me, you monkey. Little monkey child." And the kid's like, "But you don't want to play pirates? Because it's fun, you know. We can play video games if you want. I have Rocket League. It's really fun. It's like soccer, but you play with cars. It's fun. Let's go play it." The dwarf's like, I don't know
what any of that means.
But like mine cars or something? Like for mining? I guess those are more carts than cars. And the kid's like, "No, come on, y'all, it's fun. All right, here we go." And the kid takes the dwarf by his hand and leads him into the living room and sits him down in front of the Xbox, and he fires up Rocket League. Over to you.
Igneous loves Rocket League.
It's a fun game. It's like soccer, but with cars.
He has no concept. It's all a little bit fast for him to start. Like, he's just like, "This game is stupid." Like, I don't understand. Like, what do I do? Like, what do I press here? It's like, "Oh, what you did there is you just hit the boost button. You don't want to do that just then."
What is boost? Like, starts...
It just makes your car go fast. And the kid's just like trying to like explain the controls to him, and he's just like, what happened just then? What was that?" And he's like, "He got a goal. He got a point."
A lot of fireworks went off when I got the point.
She's like, "Yeah, that's what happens when you get the point." And he's like,
"You know, we have fireworks for the Dwarven New Year. We go outside our mountain. We have lots of fireworks. It's the most wonderful time of the year."
Sounds cool. We have that for 4th of July.
July?
It's a month. Didn't you learn this in school? It was like first grade.
Oh, a month. Okay. Yeah, all our months are rocks. So all our months are named after rocks.
Oh, like what?
there's
Yeah, I'm interested.
I know kinds of rocks. There's sedimentary, that's like January, and then there's like granite, and then there's like, well, you know, you get the idea.
No, I want this to keep. I want to learn all the months.
I want to know all of the kinds of rocks.
Yeah.
There's some that are like gray and like have spots. There's boulder. That's like March. There's like boulder.
Uh-huh.
One.
Okay.
Okay.
And I would have thought that they would have been more specific rocks, you know.
So we have those too.
Just considering that you're naming your months after them, you know.
Yeah, let's get back to the game.
Yeah. Okay. So they're playing rock.
Do you know lots of different kinds of rocks?
I know some. Like there's like sand, there's sandstone and limestone.
Oh yeah, those would be good.
And schist and shale and granite. You said that one already. Obsidian.
I kept wanting to say stone, and that's just like a different word for rock.
No, we gotta talk about basic geology in the canyon. It's mostly sedimentary rock layers in the canyon, so I know it's a lot of sandstones and limestones and shales.
But I wish I had gotten limestone, because that's a Kentucky bourbon staple. So it's what makes the bourbon so great, is the limestone.
But it was just fun pushing you that way.
I appreciate it as well. It was fun. Clearly the character would know all of this stuff and be able to rattle it off. This is just like this meta level, like, Jeff doesn't know rocks. Tell me rocks. Where I was unable to act like the character because I didn't have the knowledge that the character has. This is funny. So you force the character into this weird corner. It's like, I know the months. I regret saying that they're all named after rocks, but I know what they are.
So they're playing Rocket League. They're having a good
actually
time.
Thinking about it now is it's like Rocket League, you know? Like he may have been like, it was, so it's like you move like rocks around. Is that like a mining thing?
No, it's like soccer. What is a soccer? No,
it's like a rocket, like a space rocket.
Are you from one of those weird countries that call it football?
I don't understand the question.
What do you mean? Everyone calls it soccer, or there are some weirdos that call it football, you know?
Are you talking about... It's like this Rocket League game where there's like two goals. And there's,
yeah. And instead of cars, people are running.
We call that rock ball.
Do you play with a rock?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
No. It sounds like it would hurt. Like a lot.
It does. Yeah. It's a real man's game.
Do you still like hit the ball with your head sometimes?
Yeah. Well, we have helmets, but yeah.
Oh, so like, is it more like football?
I don't understand the question.
Like real football, like, you know, like we're in the panhandle. So we like the Buccaneers. Brady's.
I don't like Buccaneers. They give me bad boats that aren't seaworthy.
It's not like an actual pirate. It's just what they call the football team. Like, check it out. The kid. Have we named the kid?
No.
We'll go Sammy.
Sammy and Prince Igneous. A match made in heaven.
Yeah, absolutely. Brings out a laptop and pulls up some football highlights of Tom Brady. And I'll pass it over to you there.
Oh, this looks like Stoneball. Yeah, totally different game. And I'll say that
Do you play it with stones?
Well, yeah. Stoneball. No helmets in that game.
What? Do you not worry about concussions?
Well, you don't have to hit the stone with your head.
Yeah, but like you still tackle each other.
Yeah, but
my mom doesn't allow me to play peewee football because she's worried about concussions.
My dad was the same way.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to get out and see the world. You know, I felt like I'd been so sheltered as a prince. I've been locked away in this lavish palace. Only get to go out, you know, kind of rarely. You know, of course, we have the whatever that celebration was with the fireworks.
Dwarven New Year's, I think.
I know what it's called. I was just seeing if you were paying attention to what I was saying. Dwarven New Year's. That's right. Thank you.
Do you remember our firework holiday?
It's 4th of Granite. No, Shale. 4th of Shale. Yeah, see, I know.
July. We don't name our months after rocks. I'm not entirely sure where the names of our months come from. I know Thursday is Thursday.
They're all like gods. And I think some of them are like Romans. Like Augustus, Augustus.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was like 10 months initially. And then we added in some extra months, I think.
For fun?
Or something like that. Yeah, so like December was originally the 10th month. Because Dec, Des. Yeah. And then I think November 9, October 8. But they just got shifted back. September 7.
If only, like, the French would come up with a 10-month calendar where each week had, like, 10 days to it, and then it would all work out so there was an extra week, and they would celebrate the revolution for that week.
I feel like this is a thing that has happened.
It was the calendar that the Republic, the First Republic of France used, and Napoleon, when he became... I think it was still when he was the council, first council, consul, excuse me.
Like 10 day weeks?
Yeah. People kind of hated that. Because I think there was only, I think they like shortened the weekend too. It was not a popular system. And Napoleon was just like, this does not work.
That's fascinating that people had such a strong reaction to. I mean, I guess if there were other factors, like they shorten the weekend. Wait, would they have a weekend? Isn't a weekend like a modern invention?
I think it's like it's a fairly modern invention in terms of like the modern way we view it. But like they still had the concept of the rest day. So like it's a little bit more religious with the Sabbath. But instead of once every 7 days, it was once every 10 days. Hmm. And that was the problem.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue.
Yeah, calling that the weekend, it would be a problem. But they still had a concept of a rest day. I don't think the peasantry really got one. Because they were busy not starting.
They're essential workers. They need to work.
But, you know, the artisan... But the artisans, who were like a powerful faction in terms of a revolution, like because a lot of the revolutionary ideas happened in Paris, and the artisans had like a base in Paris, it mattered to them, you know, and the professionals, it mattered to them. But I do think you're right in the sense that, you know, the average French person who was like just trying to have a farm and not die. Probably didn't get much of a rest day. Probably didn't care what day of what calendar it was. But I don't know for sure.
So that's all of this is being said to Sammy and Igneous by the fisherman. That's like a bedtime story. We cut ahead a little bit. They're getting tucked in, and they're real into history.
He's a history buff.
Is July like Julius? Is that where that comes from? I think it is. Sleep tight, my little princess.
Hey, I'm actually a prince. You are.
Over to you.
Tomorrow I'm going to teach you how to shave, something your dad should have done already.
I'm going to teach you how to shave? Oh, yeah.
So I almost called them the kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of them's just like a really old kid.
So Sammy and Agnes are in their room, and the lights are out, and Sammy's just like, Agnes,
can they be in bunk beds?
Yeah, they're in bunk beds. Ignis is just like, what? It's like, you awake? It's like, yeah. Yeah. You want to have a pillow fight? What's that? It's when we just hit each other like with our pillows And it's just like, oh, we have that. We call it a rock fight. Do you use rocks? Obviously.
Yeah. Well, we don't really do it very often.
And so they're pillow fighting, and eventually the dad just like walks in. He's like, "All right, go to bed, you two. Come on, it's a school night." And morning comes. They have breakfast. Like they have cereal for breakfast. The dwarf is just like, "What?" Ignis is just like, "What is this?" And he's just like, "It's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's real good. You should try it." And he pours some in. And he's about to take a bite. He's like, no, you gotta put some milk in there. And Sammy pours some milk into his bowl. And then he takes a bite. And he just is thinking that this is the best thing that he's
like
ever
soft, but also crunchy at the same time. The milk just adds so much. This is like good. The Rocket League of food.
That's what I've been saying. I mean, I've never said that, but it's what I've been saying. And the dad, the fisherman, walks down and is just like, puts like a can of shaving cream on the table.
When you're ready.
It's like, what is this? And they go into the bathroom, and he's just like, with that beard, we might want to start just with some scissors. And he's just like, a dwarf has never cut his beard in the history of my people. And he's just like, listen, like it's a bit shaggy. Like, do you go to school like that? Don't the other kids make fun of you? And he's like, if they did, I would execute them. And the dad's just like, all right, so here's some scissors. Let's start with trimming that beard a little bit. And eventually the Igneous relents and shaves his beard. And I'll pass it to you.
Igneous comes out, and he's like, wow, I'll get out. And he goes back to his Cinnamon Toast Crunch and he starts eating, and he's like, well, I can move the spoon all the way to my mouth without anything getting in the way. Is this what it's like all the time for you people?
The kid's like, I don't know yet.
Yeah. And the kid turns to his fisherman dad and is like, Daddy, can Prince Igneous stay forever? Dad's like, I don't think so. I think he's got his own home, and we're going to have to try to get him back. So why don't you take the bus to school, and I'll stay home with Igneous, and I'll see if I can get in touch with his parents. You remembered your phone number, Igneous?
What is a phone?
All right, well, we'll work on that. Let's make some calls. Sammy's like, no, I want Igneous to come to school. I want him to meet Jackson. Jackson's my best friend. We've always been said that we should have a third best friend, but we haven't found anybody to fill that role just yet. I think I want to introduce Prince Igneous to Jackson, because I think Jackson would like him.
Does Jackson play Rocket League?
Jackson's really good at Rocket League. He also really likes Tetris, but that's like a one player
game. What is Tetris?
So we can kind of play with two players if I look over his shoulder and I tell him, like, hey, put that one there. What is Tetris? That's...
He almost never does when I tell him.
Yeah, yeah. But this is why we need a third friend, because I'm like, you should move it there. And Jackson's like, no. And if we had like a third friend, then he could be the arbiter. So, and I think you'd be a really good arbiter, Prince Igneous.
My people often say as much.
Over to you.
And the fisherman's just like, I'll call the school, see if they're okay with Igneous going. But no promises. And he leaves, he pulls out his phone and exits the dining room, and the kid's just like, yeah, you're gonna come to school. It's boring, but also, like, not that bad.
Do we have pillow fights at school? I rather enjoyed the pillow fight. It was fun, unlike rock fights.
No. No pillow fights in school.
Curses.
I know. We learn math, and recess is fun. There's a jungle gym. And, you know, then there's reading.
Do you learn mining techniques and welding?
No. No, we don't.
Seems like an oversight to me.
You know, welding doesn't really come up in too many people's lives. I think that might be like a college thing. Or like a no college thing. One of the two. Hey, Mom, when do people learn about mining? Mom's just like, why? Curious? I don't know. I never learned about it. Not even in, like, college? No, I studied psychology. Anyway, hurry up and get dressed. You're going to be late for the bus. And the dad walks in and is like, the school's okay if Igneous comes? I'm kind of surprised by that, but sure. Igneous, I'm going to try to track down your parents today. And you just don't cause any trouble in the school. You be good. Listen to Sammy. He's a good student. He's a good kid. And they go to the bus stop, and I'll pass it over to you.
Jackson's at the bus stop. So, Sammy goes up to Jackson. It's like, hey, Jackson, this is Prince Igneous. He's from the Dwarven Kingdom in the mountains. And he likes Rocket League. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I think he'd be a really good third best friend. Jackson's like, hi, Prince Igneous. I'm Jackson. I'm from Florida. Whatever city they're in, I guess. Or I'm from around here.
Yeah.
So you like Rocket League? What kind of car do you use when you play Rocket League? And Prince Igneous is like, I use the Octane. Jackson's like, he can be our best friend. Over to you.
So they get on the bus. They go to school. Jackson shows Igneous Tetris on his NDS. And just like, see, like, what you're trying to do is make a line at the bottom, and then it disappears. And then that's how you get points in this. And he's just like, there are no fireworks when you get points. It's like, that's more of a Rocket League. Not every game has fireworks.
Every game should have fireworks.
I mean, no arguments there. But you want to try? And he starts playing Tetris. And he's really bad at it.
I don't understand this game. You want to build things taller, but that's bad.
No, you're trying to make it so you're not building it up. You're trying to, you know.
But tall structures are more impressive than short ones.
Isn't it a little ironic of a dwarf to say that? Says Jackson.
The scale's different, but we still appreciate a good
shut up.
Being a bad best friend. You're supposed to be a good best friend.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry if I crossed the line there. And they get off the bus stops, they get to school, and they go in. There's a bunch of desks. Jackson sits down, And Sammy sits further, like, on the other side of the room. And Igneous follows Sammy and says, like, why aren't you sitting next to Jackson? He's your best friend. And he's just like, oh, the teacher gave us assigned seats because we talked too much in class. So we've been separated. But you should be able to sit there. It should be okay. And the teacher walks in and is like, everyone, seems like we have a new student for today. His name is Igneous. Igneous, why don't you come up and introduce yourself to the class? I'll pass it over to you.
So Igneous, he gets a little nervous talking to groups. He's not really a big public speaker guy. So the teacher really has to coax him up to the front of the room. But, you know, he shuffles his feet and he walks to the front. He's like, hi, I'm Prince Igneous. I'm Prince of the Dwarven Kingdom, and I like Rocket League and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And Sammy and Jackson are my best friends.
Welcome, Prince Igneous.
Class is just like, hi, Igneous. Hi, Prince Igneous.
All right. Well, go ahead and sit down, Igneous. So we are going to learn a little bit about math today. We're going to learn about fractions today.
Okay? Yeah.
So we're going to be multiplying fractions. So then there's like a math lesson. And I guess I'll pass it to you. I don't know if you want to do anything interesting with the math lessons.
So what is 2/3 times 1/2? And Igneous is just like, just says some random numbers. It doesn't make any sense. Like, no, that's not quite right. What you want to do is you want to multiply the top ones and then multiply together and then simplify to the smallest fraction. And Igneous is just like, I need an abacus?
Yeah.
I need an abacus. And the teacher's just like, those are a little dated. We don't really use those anymore. Do you want a calculator?
TI-84 plus.
And he's just like, can I play Tetris on this? He holds up the calculator and he's like, no.
Not right now.
we're doing homework. And he just throws it on the ground and he's like, no, hey, Igneous, you keep acting up, I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Do it. Send me to the principal's office. Is there fireworks there? There better be fireworks.
There are no, that is it. You are going to the principal's office, Igneous. So Igneous is sitting in a chair outside the principal's office. And I'll pass it over to you.
Igneous, come on in. Igneous shuffles his feet and comes in. So, hello. You're a new student, Igneous. I am Principal Valera. And it's nice to meet you. Unfortunately, it's under circumstances where you've been acting out in class. Can you tell me what was going on? I wanted to play Tetris, and the teacher said I had to do fraction math. Okay, well, this is school. You can play Tetris at recess or us or at home when you're not doing your homework or your chores. So I feel like you just need to accept that we're at school and we're here to learn, especially when we are in class. Okay, Igneous? Igneous is like, I still kind of want to play Tetris. Okay, I see why you were sent to the principal's office. But I don't want to give you detention or suspend you from school, but I will do that if you continue to act out. So I'm going to send you back to class now. Better listen to your teacher
And, you know, recess is coming up just a couple hours away. So you get to play Tetris at recess. Okay? And this is like, okay. And he goes back to class. Over to you.
I'm gonna cut to the dad. He's on the phone with Child Protective Services. And he's just like, yeah, like, I found him just floating around on shore. He says his name is Prince Igneous. And he says that his dad's name is Metamorphic. Anyway, I was wondering if you could track down...
We don't appreciate prank calls.
This isn't a prank call. This is real.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
What does that mean? What does that have to do with this?
There's, like, doors in it, I think. I haven't seen that much of it. All right, but the point is... no prank calls. Okay.
This isn't a prank call. This is real.
You're telling me there's a real dwarf child in your home?
I didn't say that he was a dwarf. I'm just saying that he's a child. His name is Prince Igneous, and I'm trying to get him back to his dad, Metamorphic.
Sorry, King, I guess that's my bad. If I assumed that he was a dwarf, I should not have done that.
Yeah, that was a little rude of you. Though he did have a massive beard when he showed up.
Sir, again, no prank calls.
This is no prank.
You're telling me bearded child showed up at your home?
Yeah, he claims that he's 200 years old, but he's probably close to like 9.
You see why I am assuming this is a prank call, right? Is this on falling on deaf ears, or do you see where I'm coming from?
I mean, if when I take a step back from the conversation, I see what you mean. But, like, this is my lived experience.
Okay. I can embrace that and accept that. It's hard to go completely on faith. So it'd be great. Could you bring him in?
Yeah. I can do that.
Okay.
Cool. I'll just pick him up from. I sent him to school with my kid. I can pick him up and bring him over.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
And if he knows like his home phone number or something, that would be.
He doesn't. When I asked him about it last, he said, "What is a phone?"
All right. Well, we'll work on that.
That's what I told him.
All right. We'll see you when you come in.
Yeah. And he hangs up and he's just like, if I had the home phone number, why would I have called Child Protective Services? I would just call their home. And he kind of scoffs. And he gets into his car, starts it up, and drives to the school. Meanwhile, the kids that are in Dodge are in PE, they're playing dodgeball, and he's just like, it's just like Dodge Rock. Only, I don't quite see the incentive to dodge the rocks as much in this game. And I'll pass it over to you.
All right, so I could definitely keep doing Dwarf Guide and Human School forever, but...
Yeah.
Should we look at endings?
Yeah, we should.
I mean, I've been thinking that we should look at endings for, like, the past 30 minutes or so, or something.
It's crossed my mind a couple of times.
But I've just known what I want to do next.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'll just do this one scene and then next time.
I've been doing a similar thing. Okay. Okay. They're not immediately relevant, but they're not, like, particularly irrelevant either.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be like a shoehorned ending for one of mine, but it wouldn't be unsatisfying.
Yeah, I mean, I think, let's see. For one of mine, I think could work reasonably well, probably better than what your, it sounds like yours would work.
Mm-hmm.
If yours is like shoehorned. Sounds like it would be better than that. And then the other one I have is like goblins and stuff. It's not, I'm not a big fan of that one.
Okay.
So we got one that's like, yeah, it's decent. And you passed it to me, right?
I did.
Okay. So then, yeah, I've been thinking about doing a scene similar to this for a while. And now that I have an ending, it's like, yeah, all right, it's maybe. I will cut back to the Dwarf Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
Okay, and I will have a little, like a servant guy come into the palace throne room, and he's carrying Prince Igneous's crown. And it's like, look, sir, we found this, at the shore, or at our shores, but yeah, we found it, so we don't know what this means, but it seems like Prince Igneous might be in trouble. We recommend sending a search party. And the king is like, it will be done. Let's gather our best dwarves and send them out to the shores, and let's see if we can bring my son back safely. So they assemble a search party of highly capable dwarves, and they get sent out. Okay, over to you.
Igneous plays dodgeball a little bit too roughly. Gives a kid a bloody nose. And the gym teacher sends him to the principal's office, and the principal's just like, twice in one day, Igneous. What's going on with you? Is everything all right at home? And the, I'm just gonna like at first, the Igneous is just like, yep, everything's fine at home. And like, it's just gonna like cut to a little bit later. He is like crying. He's like, they don't even have Rocket League there. And my dad's always talking about how I need to, you know, become a leader of the dwarves, and that we're always trying to get further and further in mine. I'm not even interested in mining.
Public speaking.
I just wanted to go out and explore, you know? And here I am exploring, you know, Florida. It's great in Florida. I hear there's something called Disneyland. I want to go.
It sounds delightful. There's like fireworks. Like, yeah. All the time. They have fireworks there.
It doesn't even have to be the 4th of Granite.
Fourth of Granite?
You know, the month? You mean July, right? No, right, you guys don't name your months after rocks. It just doesn't sound quite as right, you know?
It just doesn't really roll off the tongue. You know, 4th of July is like, ugh. You know, 4th of Granite.
You know?
Yeah. Fourth of Shale? Are you kidding me? You guys should reconsider your month names.
There's a knock on the door, and it's the receptionist is just like, hey, Sammy's dad is here to take Prince Igneous to Child Protective Services to try to reconnect him to his family. And the principal's just like, all right, that sounds good to me. Igneous, it was lovely to meet you. You know, hopefully I'll see you around. And Igneous gets up and follows the fisherman out of the school. And the principal is just like, that kid is insane. I hope that he doesn't come back. And I'll pass it over to you.
So we have Igneous and the fisherman driving to CPS. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the car, fisherman's like, so, sounded like you were getting in trouble at school. I don't know how much information you got, but it sounds like that's a reasonable thing for him to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was going on? You weren't getting along with people? yeah, I mean, like, dodgeball, it's pretty fun. So, yeah, threw the balls pretty hard at people. I don't know, I just thought that was how you're supposed to play the game. Fisherman's like, all right, well, I mean, takes some getting used to fit in at a new school. I get that. You know, I moved around a couple times when I was younger. And just takes a little, you know, it's your first day. It's not, I'm not too worried. Okay, I'll cut back to the party, the dwarf search party, and show them making progress. They meet with the little shady buccaneer guy.
Yeah.
And they get some info on, I'm going to say that the shady buccaneer's name is Tom Brady. No relation. And he says that he gave Prince Igneous a wonderful seaworthy boat. And that, you know, he was just going to go out into the ocean and, you know, see what he's found. You know, it was an exploratory trip, you guys know. So, yeah, I mean, he went that way. That's all I can tell you. So the dwarf search party gets the boat of their own from Tom Brady, and they set out on the ocean. And I'll say that the, you know, when they're on the ocean, there's a weather change. There's like a storm brewing, and it's not looking good. And their boat starts creaking in ways that seem kind of sketchy. And I'll pass it over to you.
They all wake up unconscious.
Okay. They all wake up unconscious? Hold on. I'm just realizing now.
I realized that too. They all wake up from an unconscious state and they are on the shoreline.
Okay.
And they get up and, you know, there are buildings, like some high rises.
Modern buildings.
Uh-huh. And, you know what? I'm gonna say that they look up, and there's a pride parade going on, and they're just like, "Where are we?" And someone just like yells, "I love Miami!
I like your beards.
Look at you guys!
Thank you. You're cute. Customary to my people."
And someone just like strokes the beard and then walks away.
just like some like dude in a thong that comes up and just like pats the beards.
Yep.
Like he's an athlete going through and giving high fives to people. He's just like beard, 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 beard.
The last one, he kind of like grabs the beard and like pulls the dwarf closer and whispers, "I'm on so much ecstasy now." And just kisses the dwarf and then pushes him away and then leaves. And the dwarf's just like, "What a strange people." And the dwarf that got kissed is like, "Yeah, I didn't like that."
That, but he said it. I hated it. I did not enjoy that.
Personally. I certainly don't want more of that. I was interested in what he was wearing.
I'm so angry. I'm going to go and attack that guy. You guys stay here.
A few minutes later, they see that dwarf. He's wearing a thong.
He's like, I get why the prince left and stayed here. Like, this is amazing. There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Have you tried it?
I just feel like I'm finally with my people. And I... uh, Oh, I'm so happy for that dwarf. I'm going to pass it to you.
So,
I'm just going to say what he was, like, had a rainbow flag. He was wearing that.
Like draped around him or something?
Yeah, draped around him.
What a strange image. I'm picturing him on a float. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. It's taken some willpower to not just make him the main character. But, okay. So, I'm moving to Child Protective Services. Okay. So, Fisherman and Prince Igneous go into the office. They're given some forms to fill out. Igneous, you know, fills it out as best he can. And then they go into the meeting. And CPS worker is like, all right, so you're a lost child and you're trying to find your parents. Is that right? Prince Igneous is like, I'm not a child. I don't enjoy being called a child. How would you like it if I called you a child? And the CPS worker laughs and is like, a precocious little guy, huh? And Fisherman's like, yeah, I've had my hands full. So anyway, what can we do? And CPS is like, well, I can, I mean, if we don't have any contact information at all, it's going to take some digging, especially if the parents are, like, out of state, or really especially if the CPS worker kind of, like, whispers the parents are not looking for their child. If they're not trying to find their child, then it's going to be basically impossible for us to find them because they're not going to step forward. They're not going to look at, they're not going to be actively looking at missing children flyers or anything and look actively searching for their child. They're going to be, if anything, ignoring.
Who knows if they even drink milk?
Oh, it's, who knows if they drink milk? Oh, yeah. Because the missing, yeah. They might be like just using like powdered milk or something as a way to like ignore the cartons.
God forbid they're lactose intolerant.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, I've seen that before and it doesn't end well. So I'll see what I can do. They get like a picture of Prince Igneous. And the CPS worker just kind of shrugs and is like, all right, I don't know. Let's see what we can do. Okay, thanks for coming in. I appreciate that this was not a prank call. You clearly do have, I think you mentioned a beard over the phone. But yeah, okay, he's shaved. Okay, got it. I mean, hopefully the parents are just like, hopefully the parents come in this afternoon, you know, and start looking. But if there's nothing we can do, you know, this could be a long process. And I think, do you want us to take Igneous into our care? And Fisherman's like, no, I think he can stay with us for a few days. Yeah, just give me a call with an update, no matter what. Okay? CPS work is like, okay. So they exit, they get in their car, and they drive away. And then, I'm going to say shortly after that, a group of older children, dwarves, I'll be specific and say dwarves.
Okay.
The dwarves come in to the CPS office. They're being led by somebody. It wouldn't be anybody we've met thus far. It's just someone who's like, I found the same a CPS lot office? Of children.
The same CPS office?
Yeah, the exact same CPS office. But like minutes apart, like after they've, you know, driven away.
Okay, what? Okay. So I just have a geography question.
What's that?
Because one was in the Panhandle initially, and the other was in Miami. Yeah, like the dwarves showed up in Miami.
Oh, did they show up in the wrong spot?
Yeah, they're both in Florida, but like different ends of the state. I guess like if the CPS office is in the Capitol or something, and they, like,
yeah, that wouldn't make sense. Okay, well, I'll just say it's a different CPS office.
Oh, okay. The Miami branch.
The Miami branch. Okay, and then I'll just pass it over to you.
Okay. And the CPS officer's just like, what's happening? Like, what do you mean old children? It's just like, look, and it's like, those do look like some old children. It's like, hey, where did you find them?
The beards on those children.
What? Are they like, what is that? Was that like Scandinavian genetics?
Like, these are like Viking children.
Like, wow. They gotta be Danish. Are you all Danish? Anyway, whatever. Where'd you find them? It's like they were trashing up this bar. They kept yelling, it's like, this is like, they kept calling it a tavern, and they were demanding Prince Igneous. And I think for the sake, no, I'll be like an email. Like, he gets an email just those minutes after. It's like, bling! And he looks and just like, missing child, Prince Igneous, father, metamorphic. And just like, what? And opens up the email, and they're just like, they bring on all the kids. It's like, so you kids are looking for someone named Prince Igneous? And I was like, yeah, he is our future king.
They're still drunk.
They're still drunk. They definitely, they definitely got into some strong liquor.
With these old drunk children. It's just, oh boy, you know. You just this makes me looking at these children. They, I don't know, man. It's been like they've had like maybe just like a rough life. You know, they start drinking young. Their growth gets stunted, you know, by like whatever substances they put in their bodies. Like, these kids, I just, you know, you feel for them. These poor Danish kids.
I want to keep them out of the system because, you know, it can be hard, you know, going from foster home to foster home, but that might be all we can do. Anyway, one of them just like, we've already lost one of our party. And then another was like, lost isn't quite the right word. It's more like he found himself. And it's like, you know what, you're right. I'm happy for him. I think he'll enjoy Mimini. And the CPS officer is like, we're in Miami. That's what I said. No, you said Mimini.
You said Mimini.
Anyway, so you guys know Igneous? He's like your friend. Are you like all siblings? What's going on here? And I was like, we are dwarves from the Great Mountain, and he is our future king. I'll pass it over to you.
Where is he? We'd like to speak to him. She's like, all right. Well, it looks like he's in the panhandle up north. So. And they're like, north we go! And they just storm out and run away. And they're going to go head north. So I want to cut to this other dwarf that's like...
having a great time.
In the pride community now.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what he would be doing. So since I don't have anything, I guess I'll just...
just remind everyone that he exists and is happy.
Yeah. I'll just remind him. All right. So the doors are heading north. I guess I can just end my turn there. Over you.
Okay. So they're just walking through the streets of Miami, pretty drunk. CPS is chasing after them. Just like, no, guys, we're trying to get you back to your parents, maybe.
What's your phone number?
What is a phone? All right. We'll work on that. And the CPS officer, that was kind of at the desk doing the main talking is still there. It didn't follow the dwarves like the other ones followed, and pulls up their phone and calls the Panhandle CPS branch and just like, a bunch of old children just showed up saying that they were looking for Prince Igneous. And the CPS agents are just, officers are just, those two start talking. And it's like, huh. Well, he's currently staying with the fishermen here. That's strange. They sent more old children to look for this old child.
It's just like bad parenting.
Yeah, maybe we should take all these kids away from them. And they get a chuckle out of that. That's classic CPS humor. And the Panhandle officer's just like, all right, I'll get in contact with the fishermen. Tell them this update. And they get off the phone. And he's about to start calling the fishermen when there's a knock on the door, and it's just like, hey, it's Brenda's birthday. We're about to have cake. Come on down. And just like, oh, right, Brenda. It's like, hey, was there a card? I never signed it. It's like, yeah, it's in the break room. You still might be able to get away with signing it before we give it to her. It's like, great, I'll meet you at the cake. I'll meet you by the cake. Okay. Happy birthday, Brenda. Over to you.
Just reminds me of like the Bob's Burgers office bit. Oh. Like Bob's working in an office. To the J-Man. It's just like a bunch of office-y jokes. It's awesome.
I don't think I was purposely referencing that, but it was
It didn't like sound that. Like a reference to anything. Yeah, just from to the J-Man.
Yeah, nothing was in mind, but that's it's definitely a similar thing. He's got
a lot of traffic.
What do you got? Some ramen? Nah, tea. Oh, I thought it was ramen. No, it's tea.
What are you guys talking about?
Thought she had some ramen, but it was tea.
Yep, just tea. Thought I saw noodles.
Huh. It's a good show.
Oh man, I need to watch more of this show. I've criminally underwatched it. It's you know, they're so making good. A movie too. Did you hear about that?
Are they? Yeah. No, I didn't hear about that.
There's a movie coming out.
Huh.
Anyway, in the interest of moving things along in this story.
Why?
I don't want it to overstay its welcome.
Okay. It's maybe good, yeah.
So I will have the dwarves make it to the Panhandle. They get Igneous, who says, I don't want to go back. They force him back. They get him on a boat. They bring him back to the Dwarven Palace. And they bring him before his dad. And his dad just like shakes his head. It's like, you lost your crown. You shaved your beard. And what's this I hear about Rocket League? Some kind of desecration of rocks? No, it's like soccer, but with cars. Soccer, cars? What are these? What are you talking about, son? I don't even recognize you anymore. It's like rock ball, basically. But there's like cars. It's really fun. It's really fun. I think you'd like it. And I'm gonna pass it over to you. So he's back in the palace.
All right. His beard is starting to grow back in to show that time has passed. He's sliding an abacus around. He just kind of sighs. He's made his own version of Tetris with rocks. And he plays that sometimes. And back in Miami, there's a dwarf. He's got a very groomed beard now, braided. He's found a partner after, you know, a reasonable amount of time of just like exploring this new world that he adores. He's got a dog now.
What's his dog's name?
You know, he named it, let's see, what's a good...
Ringo could be a funny name.
Ringo. I was trying to think of, like, a rock name, like, Jade.
Jade, okay.
Yeah, it was his favorite precious stone. In fact, you know, after a reasonable amount of time, he actually gives his partner a jade ring. Right, they're gonna get married. It's really easy to make that guy the main character, isn't it? And Sammy and Jackson are playing Rocket League, and every so often they just sigh and they're just like, "Remember when we had a third best friend?" And Jackson just like, "Yeah, I didn't really know him all that well. Like, I rode with him on the bus one day. He seemed cool." And Sammy's just like, "He was." I'll pass it over to you because it seems like we're getting pregnant.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna. I thought you were like an ending there.
No, just saying things.
Okay. So I think Prince Igneous is gonna go up to his dad and it's like, "Dad, my heart aches. I am hurt by living here. I have to go back. My best friends are Jackson and Sammy. I want to go up and I want to hear more history stories. I want to have more pillow fights. I want to play more Rocket League. And I feel like I was just starting to get the hang of Tetris when the bus pulled in. So, I want to go back."
Turns out you're not trying to make it as tall as possible.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to make like roads. And you're trying to make those disappear. It's kind of like, it's hard to explain.
It's a little bit like mining, but not at all like mining.
It's like mining in the sense that it's not like mining. I don't know where I was going with that, so I just aborted.
You were never good at comparison, son.
But son, leaving the kingdom is unacceptable. It's your home is here. Your people are here, and they need you. And it'd be a crime against your people to leave. And Igneous is just like, "Please, Dad, I want to go." And the king couldn't help but... Wait, did I? I don't know if I said words I think I was supposed to say. Hold on. crime against your people. I said that. It's a crime against your people that would normally be punishable by death. Did I mention death? I feel like supposed to mention death.
No, Dad, you skipped that part.
Yeah, it would be punishable by death. Under normal circumstances. Okay, but Prince Igneous wants to go. So his dad can't help but want the best for his son. And he agrees to let his son go. Despite his terrible crime of leaving his people, the king agreed to spare his life.
Well, glad Igneous made it back to his friends in Florida. Jeff, is there anything you want to bring up before we say goodbye?
I had so much fun telling the story, Mark.
Yeah, it was fun. I loved coming up with the games that the dwarfs would have.
Like the rock ball, stone ball. I think there were others. Dodge rock, others. I want to say.
Dodge rock was in there. Yep, it's dodge ball, but you have to dodge a rock. And then Prince Igneous doesn't really get why dodging the balls are such a big deal.
Yes, they are soft and bouncy. What is your incentive to dodge them? It's not like a rock.
rough society, dwarves. We don't really delve into that.
Yeah. I mean, hard as rocks, those ones. I mean, even their calendar is named after all the rocks.
Yes, that was really fun when you pushed me to come up with names for rocks, and I clearly have no idea about rocks. Yeah. So.
have you learned more about rocks since then?
There's limestone, and there's shale, and the ones that you said.
Yep.
I could go on.
Igneous is not the only dwarf that that stayed in Florida. There's another.
Yes, our other main character.
Yes, the one that almost took over the whole last third or so of the story.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he found his way to Florida as well.
I love that moment when he's like acting tough, but clearly going to go join the Pride Parade.
Yep.
It's a pretty good fish out of water story. I liked it.
I liked it too.
What are you most excited about for season two?
Ooh. I just feel like overall we have gotten more in tune with one another during our storytelling. And so we have a lot of good banters that required more practice than we had for season one. So that's exciting. What about you?
Oh, man. Well, I agree with that fully, of course. I guess in terms of our specific stories, we got some really good ones. It's hard to even pick out. I guess I'm looking forward to revisiting them and seeing which ones, like if my initial thoughts change on like which ones I like best. I think that happened a little bit last time around, so I'm curious to see what happens this time around. But I mean, you took the good answer, where like we've just gotten better at bantering and doing little improv scenes.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a good season.
I'm excited. I hope you're excited. That was both directed at you, Jeff, and you, the listener.
Dear listener.
Where are we headed next time, Jeff?
Next time, we're going to the circus.
I love the circus.
That's pretty much all I'm going to tell you. I think I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to the circus.
One of my greatest regrets was not running away and joining the circus as a child. Which is why I'm excited to go to the circus with you next episode.
Goodbye, dear listeners.